This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, DZG Appellant versus Perry County Prosecuting Attorney et al. Dyes, respondents, decided June 27, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, DZG, number ED112836, Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Perry County versus 24PRCC003. Perry County Prosecuting, Attorney et al., Honorable Scott A. Lipka, Respondents. Filed June 27, 2025. DZG 1, Appellant, appeals the trial court's judgment dismissing his petition for expungement of arrest, plea, and conviction. Petition for expungement. 2. We reverse the trial court's judgment dismissing appellant's petition for expungement and remand for further proceedings in accordance with this opinion and the provisions of Section 610.1140. 3I Background. In June 2017, appellant pleaded guilty to inter alia resisting arrest under Section 1. Initials should be used to protect the appellant's identity. To do otherwise would encourage a party which opposed the expungement to appeal the decision in order to create a readily available public record of the now expunged offenses and would discourage a party seeking expungement from appealing the denial of that request due to the readily available public record created by the appeal. SEM versus St. Louis County, 590 SW3D 378, 379N1, MOAP Worse, ED 2019. Citation omitted. Two appellants petition named the following as respondents: Caitlin Pistorio, Perry County Prosecuting Attorney, Jason Klaus, Perry County Sheriff, Derek Hunt, Chief of Police, Perryville City Police Department, Colonel Eric T. Olson, Superintendent Missouri State Highway Patrol, and Jennifer Hotop, Circuit Clerk, Perry County Circuit Court. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is the only respondent that filed a brief in this appeal. 3. All references to Section 610.140 are to RSMO Cum, Supienu 2021, effective from August 28, 2021 to December 31, 2024. 2. 575.150, 4 for events that took place in February 2017. Appellant pleaded guilty to a Class E felony under Section 575.150, which provides that a person commits such an offense when he creates a substantial risk of serious physical injury or death to other persons by fleeing from a law enforcement officer, CID. In December 2023, appellant filed his petition for expungement pursuant to Section 610.140, requesting the trial court to, inter alia, expunge his conviction for resisting arrest by fleeing. The Missouri State Highway Patrol, MSHP, filed an answer and motion to dismiss, arguing inter alia that DEETH is an element of the felony offense of resisting arrest by fleeing under Section 575.150, therefore making appellant's conviction ineligible for expungement under Section 610.140. The trial court issued its judgment in July 2024, dismissing appellant's petition for expungement, specifically finding death is an element of the felony offense of resisting arrest by fleeing under Section 575.150. This appeal followed. 5-2. Discussion. Appellant raises one point on appeal, arguing the trial court erred in dismissing his petition for expungement because the plain language of sections 610.140 and 575.150 do not make his conviction for resisting arrest by fleeing ineligible for expungement. A. General law and standard of review. We review a trial court's grant of a motion to dismiss de novo. Lynch v. Lynch, 260 SW3D 834, 836, Mojibank, Bank, 2008. Questions of statutory interpretation and a trial court's application of statutory requirements are also subject to de novo review by this court. Ivy v. Smith, 439 SW3D 189, 202, Mojibank, Bank, 2014. Sutton v. Municipal Court Division, Des Peres, for all references to Section 575.150 are to RSMO 2016, effective from January 1st, 2017 to August 27th, 2025. 5. To avoid unnecessary repetition, any additional facts relevant to this appeal will be set forth in Section 3B of this opinion. 3462 SW3D 446 448 Mo Appiders ED 2015. The primary rule of statutory interpretation is to give effect to legislative intent as reflected in the plain language of the statute at issue. Ivy, 439 SW3D at 202, citation omitted. Additionally, statutory interpretation should not be hypertechnical but reasonable and logical. Ivy, 439 SW3D at 203. B, general law, analysis and conclusion as to appellant's sole point on appeal. Appellant's sole point on appeal argues the trial court erred in dismissing his petition for expungement because the plain language of sections 610.1140 and 575.150 do not make his conviction for resisting arrest by fleeing ineligible for expungement. For the reasons discussed below,